Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hello to all of those heroic dads with kids at home. This is your host for the podcast, Greg Ziegler. Parenting expert Dr. James Dobson once explained how kids are like geese. Shortly after a gosling hatches from its shell, it becomes attached or imprinted to the first thing that it sees moving. The tiny gosling follows that particular object, usually the mother, until mature enough to live on its own. If the mother goose is removed during the brief imprinting period, however, the gosling will follow whatever else is moving in the vicinity. The window of opportunity is only a few seconds long, and once that opportunity is lost, it cannot be regained. In a similar manner, parents are given a limited window of time during which children are receptive to our example and teaching. Those windows of opportunity look different based upon the child's age and stage of development. We can't influence a 14-year-old child in the same way that we teach a 6-year-old. Priorities change as they mature, making it vital that we understand the learning principle. And here's the learning principle. Our children can only learn what we teach them in a manner that will reach them. There are two important parts to this principle. First, there are the things that we should know about the tendencies and makeup of those that we're trying to equip, our children, if we hope to reach them. Show us a business that doesn't understand its customer, and we'll show you a business that is failing. The same is true in the context of parenting. A parent that doesn't understand the basic nature and character of their child is a parent that is neglecting or blowing the process of spiritual training. Second, the principle assumes that we want them to actually learn, not just hear what we teach. If the goal is to make an impact, we must be willing to think outside the proverbial box in order to engage their hearts and minds. The best intentions will still miss the mark if we're aiming at the wrong target. Deuteronomy 6, 5-9 commands every dad to impress God's commands on his children. How? Here's what the scripture says. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Impression points are those times in life when we make an impression upon a child, when we impress them with who we are, what we think, or what we do. They can be intentionally created, or they can incidentally occur. Either way, they make an impression, for good or bad. Our job is to recognize such occasions and to capitalize on the moment. So here's our heroic dad challenge. I'm challenging you to find a time and a place, something that occurs normally in your relationship with your child. A mealtime together, drive time together, a time when ordinarily you find yourself spending time together at some point in the day. Take that time and use it intentionally as an impression point in your relationship with your son or with your daughter. Remember the learning principle. Our children can only learn what we teach them in a manner that will reach them. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. I don't wanna gain the whole world and lose my soul.